Speakeasy Podcast Network.
Welcome to the Speakeasy Podcast Network, where talk is cheap and so are we. You can find great podcasts like our two video game podcast shows, Throwing Controller with Kevin, Chris, and Eric, and Fighting Words with Kevin and Dave. So if you love video games, we have you covered. Have you ever dreamed of sequels and prequels to your favorite TV shows and movie franchises? Well, then tune in to Sequel This with Mark and Dave as they pitch their ideas to us and each other. If you like scripted comedy, then tune into the hilariously and funny off-the-wall show, the Mark and Ken Video Store Podcast, with Mark and Ken. Do you like dudes pulling stuff out of drawers and talking about stuff while drinking beer? Then tune into the Junk Drawer Podcast with Adam, Josh, and Mike, where each episode a brand new topic is randomly pulled from their drawers and covered. It is highly funny and informative, so check out all the great programming that is just one click away at www.thespeakeasypodcastnetwork.tumblr.com. We are also on Facebook, so bookmark the Speakeasy Podcast Network and like our official Facebook page to keep up to date on all the goings-ons with us.
Gobble, motherfucker! Now that's what I call foul play.
Welcome.
Recorded on November 19th, 2017. Hello and welcome back, dear listeners and fans, for a second Thanksgiving helping of audio goodness from your cooks in the THSP kitchen. Chris and I hope you are enjoying the holiday festivities. We lovingly entitle this episode, That Sequel This Episode, Turkey This! Turkey! Chris, how have you been, bud?
Oh, I've been just fine, Tim. Just fine. I'm just prepping myself for the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday festivities, but also I have been very excited for this particular episode because this episode is not going to be very long. It's not going to be anything, you know, remotely specific towards our previous episode where we talked about Home Sweet Home. I think we've said everything we could about that movie, but this episode for me, or I should say for us, is very, very, very special because we've decided to do probably one of the most unusual crossovers ever. But before we talk about that, what have you been up to, Tim? Because I just said, you know, pretty much just told what's been going on with me, you know, just getting ready for Thanksgiving. Yeah. So I don't really have anything. I don't have anything fantastic to say about what's happened in the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, same here, man. Same here. I don't really have a whole lot other than that. We're amping up around the old Kazda household, and it's going to get real busy here real quick. Like I said, we're recording on November 19th, which is Sunday, the weekend before Thanksgiving. We went out and I bought my big old turkey for the family. I've got my
You didn't shoot it? You didn't go out in the fields and shoot it? You just went out and bought it?
Yeah, to the grocery store, to the freezers.
Oh.
Yeah, well, I know.
I shot mine, but, you know, I mean, I guess if you want to take the easy way out, I mean, that's good.
Well, did they look at you funny when you're grocery store with your bow and arrow when you shot the
turkey? No, with the double barrel shotgun and everything. And I love bringing it to the store, you know, holding it by its feet and saying, can someone please pluck the feathers off this thing?
Hey,
I just don't
know. Pluck this.
Yes. But, no. Did you get like a really big turkey though, or is it like a
Well, last year we got like a 20-pounder, and that was too big, so we got about a 16-pounder for this year. But what's really kind of cool is this is our first Thanksgiving, you know, away from being out of Illinois, and so my sister and her husband and my two nephews are coming up along with my mom and dad, And so, and then with her family here, with her mom and dad, my wife's mom and dad here, my in-laws, we're all going to be getting around for Thanksgiving. So it's going to be a packed house. We're going to have four kids and, you know, eight adults. It's going to be nuts, but nuts in a good way.
And how's the weather where you're at now? Because
actually, it's pretty good. I know you guys had some snow. I believe was it yesterday or Saturday?
I think it was on. Probably Saturday, because, you know, I mean, some flurries came down, but it didn't last that long. I mean, you know, I actually had to wake up in the morning, you know, to go get something to drink, you know, and I looked out in the window and saw the snow was coming down, but it wasn't. But by the time I got back up, you know, after sleeping another hour or so, it stopped. So, I mean, it didn't last long. So, but maybe that's a sign that we're going to be getting quite a bit of snow. I mean,
yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. We got our first like little bit of snow a few weeks ago back before Halloween, and it, like I said, it didn't last. But it got me thinking. Like right after Halloween, I took down the decorations and I put up my Christmas decorations right away because, again, this is my first year in Minnesota. I have no idea what to expect. I wanted to get the stakes in the ground for the lights and the, you know, all the decorations before the ground froze over. And as soon as I did that, like 2 days later, it got down to about 15 to 20 degrees. I'm like, awesome! I did it right. And then all of a sudden, it went right back up to like, oh, now we're back in the 50s and 60s. I'm like, son of a bitch, I can't win. But
man, that's that weather, man. It's never it's always unpredictable, at least the fall and winter, you know? Yes. Because
can we still blame it on El Nino? But no, so I mean, I'm hoping for a really good snowfall this year. I mean, not too cold, because I'm one of those kind of like weird adults that likes to go sledding and make snow forts with the kids and have snowball fights. I you know, being where we get so much snow before in the past, but then it would be like negative like 30 degrees out where you can't go outside and do anything, where you could just kind of like look at it and say, yep, there's snow out there.
But, well, you like the snow up until you have to start shoveling it off the driveway. So.
Well, yeah. But, you know, only a few more years and then that'll be my son's job. And thankfully our driveway here is not very big at all, not very long, so it will only take about a few minutes to take care of.
I remember a couple of years ago, you know, when you lived out around the same area where
I
live, but I mean, do you remember that one time where it snowed quite a bit to the extent where it was like, I forgot how many feet it was. It was really high.
Was that the thunder blizzard?
Think it was. Yeah,
that was I was in Naperville at that time. Yeah. If you guys are from that Chicagoland area, we're talking about, you know, villages within the Chicago, Illinois area. Yeah. So,
But I remember when we got that, and it was just like,
oh yeah.
I mean, it took 2.5 hours just to get the driveway. You know, I mean,
oh yeah. No, I remember because I was living in an apartment at the time. I didn't have a driveway, but I got snowed in, and literally the snow was above my wife. My wife drives a Prius. And you couldn't even see the Prius. I mean, it was completely covered with snow. And my car was at the time covered as well. And I remember they actually canceled work, and I didn't have to go into work that day because nobody could get anywhere. And the night before, they had let us go early, but my boss didn't let us go early enough, and I got stuck. I left the office at like 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Still didn't get home until like 7 o'clock in the evening. I'm like, well, I should have just stayed at the office. But I digress.
Yeah, no, I brought that up because I just remembered that. That was quite a interesting.
Oh, no, it was extremely
interesting time.
It was extremely interesting. I remember shoveling the walk out in front of my my apartment. And I'm like, yeah, okay, I'm going to go back inside and watch some TV. you just see the snow just coming down and down. I mean, I could literally have jumped off my balcony and just landed in a big old pile of snow because it was that high. I mean,
yeah. I remember the
drifts were huge. They were like 8 feet, 7 feet.
Yeah, so I mean, like, I'm crossing my fingers, hoping that will not happen again.
No, again, like anything, there's got to be a happy medium. But
and there usually isn't.
No,
so.
And especially if you live in the New England, Boston area, you're going to get fucking slammed every season. But anyway, that's what's been up with me, man. I don't have too much else to say, but I'm just looking forward to Thanksgiving and Black Friday and all that good stuff to start to kick off the Christmas season.
Oh, yeah. And of course, going to all the stores and seeing that they already have the Christmas stuff out before Thanksgiving has even, you know.
God, no, it's even before Halloween. I mean,
you're right about that. Yeah,
you start feeling Christmas like creeping in the stores. It's like first it's just a couple of end caps here, and you're like pop pop. You're like, oh, just here's some garland and a wreath. Here's a candy cane, and all of a sudden, bang! You get hit with a tsunami of just like Christmas stuff.
Yeah, it's like they can't even like let the one holiday that's going on just you know, pass right through. It's like, no, you got to have the Christmas stuff come out right before the end. It's like, no, come on, man.
As adults, Christmas comes faster and faster every year. I remember as a kid, Christmas would take forever to get here. I'm like, when is Christmas coming? When is Christmas coming? And before I know it, as soon as like the end of August, like beginning of September, I'm like, I'm already dreading, like, oh crap, I got to start saving for Christmas and got things to do, and I'm like, it's not even, you know, we haven't even hit Halloween yet. I'm like already thinking about, you know, that one day for those 45 minutes to give your kids like pure joy for like 45 minutes of like blissful like peace and where you can just sip your coffee and relax, and then it's like a lot of planning and prep, and then, you know,
well, and it's also because if you think about it, when we were kids, you know, like you said, it felt like it took forever for Christmas to come. And that's because, you know, as kids, we were more excited about it. Now as adults, it's kind of like, well, you know, it's, or at least to me, it's like, yeah, it's another holiday.
Yeah. I mean, so. I'm excited just because, and maybe when you have your own kids, Chris, you'll feel like, you'll get that like excitement back. You'll get that like magic, that kind of joy. It's like, there's like so very few things left in this world as an adult that gives you like pure magic, like that, like a really sense of like wonderment and like, I don't know, just like purity. And it's like, for me, yeah, Christmas is still that, at least through my kids. And I'm like, son of a bitch, I'm going to be really upset later on in life when they get older, you know, I'm like, cause it won't, I hope it will still have the same meaning. But I don't know. But anyway, I digress. Why don't we talk about the rest of the show?
Oh, yes. So,
why don't you explain what sequel this is? Why don't you explain to the listeners what sequel this is?
Okay, wait. Before I explain that, too, okay. I will explain that.
Yeah, okay.
But I should go back a little bit to how this particular episode kind of came about. After we had done the Thanksgiving 3, which was back in 2017, I believe. Gosh, yeah, 2017. Oh, no, wait, no, I'm sorry. 2016. Oh, my God. See? Sorry, folks. We're recording this at night. So, yes. But yes.
9:59 p.m. to be exact.
Oh, okay. So, it was in the year of 2016 we did Thanksgiving 3. And once the episode was released, the illustrious Mark L. Rissman of Sequel This had mentioned, you know, had kind of suggested the title Home Sweet Home for us, you know, which we mentioned in the, when we talked about that film.
Why you got to be throwing Mark under the bus?
Oh, I'm not. I'm just telling you, that's what he said. You know, I mean, hey, I know for a fact that he recommended that title, and I can totally envision him as he's typing that on Facebook to send to us. His face is full of glee, you know? I mean, because he knows, because he's seen the film, yes. So he knows.
Yes. Merry Christmas, Mark.
He knew it was up our alley for this particular season, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I do thank him for recommending that film. Unfortunately, that film was very painful, but in any case, thank you, Mark. But anyways, so Mark also had suggested that it would be a great idea if Dave would do a pitch for a Thanksgiving-themed horror movie on our show. And so that's so to kind of go back for a moment. So the purpose of Sequel This, which both Dave and Mark host, is that they create sequel ideas to, you know, other movies, you know, or franchises, basically. So they're basically coming up with sequel ideas to films that never really had a sequel, you know. And so that was a great idea, but we had to think of something that Dave could pitch for a sequel to. Well, we managed to think of something, and Tim, why don't you tell us what we told Dave that he had to create a sequel to?
We told Dave in no uncertain terms. No, I'm kidding. No, we kindly asked our good friend Dave to come up with a sequel for Thanksgiving, and he did. And you'll be able to hear that, and you'll be able to hear that in just a little while. It's and he named it Thanksgiving Pie.
or
Thanksgiving 3.1 3.1444444.
Yes. And I know folks are probably like, my God, guys, you keep picking on this movie, but you know, the opportunity to have a little more fun with this is just there. You know, it was like when we were told, why don't you have Dave, you know, do a pitch for a Thanksgiving themed horror movie, all of a sudden it's like, oh, even better, let's have him do a pitch for a Thanksgiving sequel, you know. And it's like,
and because here at THSP we like to beat a dead horse into the
ground.
Well,
yes, but it's, we like also like to, we like to also torture our guests too. Yeah. but so
which,
and of course,
what should explain, we only had three guests so far.
right. So that, I guess you can say, you know, by doing that, we don't have too many guests on here. But you know, but Dave makes a good guest, and
yes,
we
he
hope
does.
We do hope he's going to come back next year.
Yes.
I'm certain he will. But anyways, so basically, you know, we actually kind of kept this idea secret from Dave for a while, up until like maybe the middle of what was it, September maybe, or
probably even a tad longer. I'd say maybe the beginning of October, middle of October.
Okay,
October.
So I mean, we were telling Dave most of the time, you know, we have this idea for two episodes that we want to do.
What we wanted to do is we wanted to give him enough time where he couldn't back out, but not enough.
Yeah. Yeah, we didn't want to give him I mean, if you think about it, folks, oh, you're going to give him enough time so he can, like, you know, come up with the idea and flesh it out. No. We basically did this so we can make sure he doesn't back out of it.
Yes, exactly.
And, well, actually, Dave didn't back out of it, but the plan that we had was that he was going to be on the show with us to pitch it to us directly.
Right.
But as we all know, things get in the way, you know, I mean, yeah. And he's had things come up. So what we have decided to do is we have decided to have Dave pre-record his pitch, and we will play it for you so that way you all can hear it. We've already heard the pitch before.
Yeah.
So you know, but we want you to hear it. So, yeah. So yes, Dave has done it for us.
Yes.
I think you will be pleasantly surprised at what he's come up with.
Yes, I think you all will be pleasantly surprised as well.
Yes. Laughs aplenty.
But before we play Dave's pitch, let us pause for this commercial break.
Ooh.
All right, we have Murder, She Hoed. Not 60 Minutes, a porn parody. Ooh, and little video game action, too, with some Granny Turismo. Well, here you are, ma'am. We'll see you back here in a week.
You here to seduce me? Oh, no, please. Seduce away. It's been so long. Though I rather think it's all for naught.
Hey, Mark. Did you finish checking the video store for any customers? I don't want another repeat of last week, you know. The last thing that's this video store that we're keeping open so that we can dig ourselves out of massive debt that you were told about in the past by my future self is to have Hobo Mike or Small Talker or Tom or either of the two ghosts of people that died decades ago or any of the other crazy characters that we seem to interact with on a monthly basis given free rein in here overnight.
Yep. That's what we're all about.
Whatever. Did you finish your store walk or not?
Well, I'm back in the front of the store, aren't I? Jesus.
You know, I'm impressed with you, buddy. You know, I think you're finally taking this all seriously.
You know what? Funny thing. I actually forgot my jacket in the store or something. I don't know. I mean, you don't have to wait for me. I got to go back in, though, okay?
But aren't you where...
All right, everybody. Ken is gone. Party!
Yay!
I'm super hard!
The Mark and Ken Video Store Podcast. Scripted for your pleasure.
Hey, all. Dave here. You may remember me from such podcasts as Sequel This, Fighting Words, and the last episode of that horror show podcast where you bastards made me watch Home Sweet Home. I will never, ever forgive you for that. However, I do apologize that I am not able to be on this episode live. You know, life gets in the way around the holidays, Thanksgiving, and unfortunately I wasn't able to make it. However, couldn't be a Thanksgiving episode without me. So, I have prepared a Thanksgiving sequel pitch. The title of my Thanksgiving pitch is Thanksgiving Pie or Thanksgiving 3.14444 Repeating. So there you go. So before I bestow upon all your ears the genius that is my pitch, just for the record, these events take place after the third, which it's really the second, but it's called three. We don't need to revisit this. For my rage-filled synopsis of the third film, check out last year's That Horror Show podcast. So anywho, movie would start off at a garbage dump. Camera would pan slowly across piles of garbage, feces, rotten food, the way any good movie starts. Camera then stops on a mound of garbage, and on top is our favorite talking garbage bag, Greg Garbage. Good old Greg! Greg has been keeping busy after the events of Thanksgiving 3. He's sat around, literally ate an anus, didn't know you could throw one of those away, but where there's a will, there's a Greg Garbage ready to eat ass. And he's just living the dream of a talking garbage bag. So anyway, in essence, he's become the de facto leader of the dump. And his friends, Mookie, who's a banana peel with a mouth, just go with it, people, Beluga, who's an old moldy fish that doesn't talk or do anything, just sits there being terrible, and Pubis, a talking you shit-stained athletic supporter. Quite the motley crew. Life was good for a while, but one day a new load of garbage arrived at the dump. Seemed like the usual dirty diapers and horrendous items, but nothing out of the ordinary, until a book rolled out of one of the trucks in addition to a random assortment of turkey bones. Uh-oh! Greg Garbage bounces over to check out the strange book as Pubis and Mookie follow him. Beluga stays in one spot, just being terrible. Gus the Wind opens the book to a specific page with a bunch of nonsensical words on it. Greg reads the words, and then the turkey bones start to glow and move. All of a sudden, there's an explosion of light, and out of the flame steps the one and only turkey! Hooray, said no one, because we all know we wanted more turkey. This place smells like an ass threw up shit all over it, Turkey remarks in his trademark sneer. Oh, shit, Greg Garbage, knowing what he did, states. Oh, you stupid sack of hot garbage. I remember you. You ate the damn tape in the last movie, Turkey growls, breaking the fourth wall. He lunges at Greg Garbage, but Greg jumps out of the way, knocking Beluga into the air and into Turkey's path. Turkey uses his razor claws on Beluga, slicing it in three pieces. Beluga sacrificed himself for me. He was a good friend. If I wasn't a bag of garbage, I would cry. Greg trails off, feeling somewhat sad. But we as the audience shouldn't feel bad because Beluga was really just a useless piece of smelly old fish. Now he's a filet-o-fish. Get it? Filet-o-fish because I killed him? Turkey exclaims. He was already a dead fish. He was never alive. You didn't kill him. You suck. Mookie states. Oh, no? Well, how about this? Turkey asks as he flings an old rusty rod, impaling Mookie in the pubic region. If banana peels had pubic regions, which they do not, but just go with it. Pubis looks around, because he's literally a cup with eyes. Eyes on protecting your genitals! And proceeds to bury itself in a mound of garbage, deciding that it is a better fate than facing a crazed, talking, magical turkey. So this sets up the epic battle between Greg Garbage and Turkey for ruler of the dump. Greg Garbage suddenly pulls out a laser sword from where I have no idea and leaps towards Turkey. Turkey grabs a large metal pole, not like that, sickos. You all are disgusting with your filth-flavored minds. Anyway, I digress. So they clash with their weapons in an epic sword fight. The laser sword basically is being swung by invisible hands in front of Greg Garbage because he's a talking garbage bag and therefore sans arms. Cheering is heard in the background and the camera pans over to see fan favorites the Gay Bear and Clitoris Chris cheering in the background. You know I couldn't have a pitch without good old Clitoris Chris and the Gay Bear. The camera would then close up on the bear's face, and he would simply say, "I'm a gay bear." Still. It would then pan over, and then Clitoris Chris would remark, "I'm the filthiest character in the history of cinema." The fight would then continue until Turkey takes the laser sword and shoves it up Greg Garbage's ass, lighting him on fire. "Now that's some hot garbage." "I crack myself up," Turkey remarks. He then looks around and proceeds to walk out of the dump. The sound of Turkey laughing maniacally can be heard as he dramatically exits the gate of the dump, ready to wreak havoc throughout the world through at least two more awful Thanksgiving sequels. All of a sudden, the sweet sounds of Technotronic's classic Pump Up the Jam are heard, and we are then treated to a dance sequence featuring Clitoris Chris and the Gay Bear. They are apparently a couple and are doing the forbidden dance as the credits start to roll. So that is my pitch. I thank you, gentlemen, for having me on. It's always a pleasure. And until next year, happy Thanksgiving, all. Bye.
Wow, Chris, well, that was some pitch. Thank you, David.
Yes, thank you, man. Thank you. And I have to say, if Dave were here, I'd say congratulations. The show is yours now.
Yes. don't drive it off a cliff. Don't drive it off a cliff.
Yeah. So I mean, I had to be honest, though. I mean, I love his pitch. I mean, yes. You know, I could tell that, you know, in as much as for him to actually attempt to come up with a sequel to this rather awful series of two films, Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving 3. By the way, if you haven't listened to those episodes, please do, where we review those films. And by the way, if you haven't heard those episodes, but if you're wondering why is there a Thanksgiving 1 and a Thanksgiving 3, well, Thanksgiving 3 skipped out on its own sequel. So, I mean, you know, just in case if you don't know that. Yeah. But although I would think perhaps, you know, the concept of it already would have, like, you know, made sense. But anyways.
Honestly, you don't need to see Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving 3. You just need to go back and listen to our podcasts. They're a lot funnier and you won't waste, you know, 80 minutes.
Yeah, or at the very least, you know, $5 or $6 to get the DVD.
Yes. Very true. Very true. We're the cost-effective podcast.
Yes. We saved you time from watching time and money from watching these two horrible movies. But I do like the way how Dave introduced this thing.
Yes,
he said, and I quote: "The movie will start with a garbage dump. The camera would pan slowly across piles of garbage, feces, and rotten food, the way any good movie starts."
Yes.
Unquote. I have to say, reading that passage there, I truly can see Dave being the next David Mamet or Sam Shepard of this generation. You know, I mean, you open it with something like that. It just pulls you right in. It just does. I mean,
you could tell this is going to be a sprawling epic film.
Oh yes. I mean, and then of course, I will give Dave credit for this. I can understand in a certain way. I can see him struggling with coming up with the idea, but the fact that he brings in characters from Part 3 to try to set up, you know, a sequel, I thought was pretty funny. I mean, he brings in Greg Garbage.
Yeah, Greg Garbage is a fan favorite.
As well as introducing new characters, but yes.
What about, was it Gnocchi? Whatever happened to her? I mean,
well, we didn't really give too much of a shit about her, so, you know.
And Thanksgiving Land? What happened?
Oh, I mean, but, you know, it doesn't matter, you know. I think Dave could conceive a pitch. I can... And I'm not saying this to stroke his ego or, for that matter, anything below the belt. But, I mean, I have to say, this idea is actually a lot more funnier than the two previous entries.
Oh, my God.
But, and I will say he manages to bring in some, I won't say interesting, but some new characters like... Mookie, the banana peel with a mouth.
Right.
Beluga,
the dead fish.
Which I didn't see that too. It's just lying on the ground. It's just dead. It just sits there being terrible, quote unquote.
Yes.
So I mean,
yes.
And then the Pubis, the athletic
supporters.
And I will give Dave credit for this too. He manages to inject a little bit of Evil Dead 2.
I was gonna say, did you catch the weaving of Evil Dead into the turkey Thanksgiving sequel?
Yes, when he says it was a pile of old turkey bones, and then the a book that falls out of the garbage.
Right, and then Greg Garbage reads the passage, and you know. Resurrects turkey.
And of course, Dave manages to get some of the really bad turkey puns or turkey dialogue that we all know and love. I say love in a euphemism sort of way. So he has him say in regards to the garbage dump. He said, "This place smells like an ass threw up shit all over it." It does sound like a pretty good. I'm sorry, not good, but, you know, typical turkey line. Or what was the other one? Oh, no, my favorite. This is actually – I actually laughed at this one quite a bit. Turkey, quote-unquote, kills Beluga.
Yes.
And Turkey says, now he's a Filet-O-Fish.
Right.
Get it? Filet-O-Fish because I killed him.
Yes, and that's when Greg Garbage returns and replies, yeah, he's already been dead. You didn't kill shit. But I also like how he brought in everyone's favorite Clitoris Chris and the big gay bear, the gay bear.
And I love the line he gives the gay bear. He says, I'm a gay bear still.
Oh, so.
Chris gets the line, I'm the filthiest character in the history of cinema.
Yes.
Although, listen, all right, his name is Clitoris Chris, but, you know, you have to kind of give, I will say for this, Dave has to give a more of a reason why this character would say he's the filthiest character in the history of cinema.
Why don't you give a little background, Chris?
I don't have a background to give, I'm just saying. it's a minor detail, though. You know,
detail schmetails.
I mean, honestly, and I kind of missed opportunity, but like we said, things got in the way, and you know, Dave had other things to attend to. But if he were here, I would have just told him, now, Dave, you have to pretend that you are a young, aspiring writer who wants to get into the movies, and you've written this script that you think is going to get made, and you have to pitch it to Tim and myself, and you need to imagine it that Tim, that you know, Tim and I are two wealthy oil barons who have a lot of money and are willing to invest some in a feature film as a tax write-off, but we don't want to invest too much into it because, you know, we don't want to be too risky. And, you know, I mean, so that's what I'm saying. Like, it's kind of a missed opportunity. We don't have Dave here to sort of grill for this whole thing.
Yes.
We do appreciate him sending us the pre-recording. And
which is the next best thing.
I have to say, that is the next best thing. So, and so anyways, to sum up a little bit about this, so I really do like how Dave has Greg Garbage fight turkey with a lightsaber.
Yes. Boy, he doesn't know where he got it.
Yeah, it just pops out of nowhere. And he says, and this Greg Garbage is holding it even though he has no arms. Actually, well, you know what would be funny? If it was Greg Garbage fighting with a lightsaber, but it was a crew member's hand holding the lightsaber for Greg Garbage off, you know, in front of the camera.
Right,
you know?
Right.
just some crew member's hand just holding it for him.
Oh, yeah. Like,
sequence. But, and then, of course, Turkey takes the laser and sword and shoves it up, you know, Greg Garbage's behind. And it lights him on fire, and, of course, it allows Dave to inject the term hot garbage into the line. Now that's hot garbage. I crack myself up.
Yes. And if you see, even if you saw the Thanksgiving movies, you would totally get you would hear the voice of Turkey say that. And, you know, he's got a very distinct voice.
I can even hear the really bad techno music that they use for the title to the two.
and no rapping granny from heaven. No, oh, missed. Ah, why could they write her in there, Dave? Why couldn't you have written the rapping granny back?
You know, that's one character we don't really miss. We would rather have the Gator and Clitoris Chris.
Well, those are the sequels. Dave's gonna write two more sequels. He's even said it, right, Dave?
Dave, oh man, now we know what you're going to be pitching for next year.
You're booked for the next 2 years, pal.
Here I'm going, no, stop it, guys.
You, and then the possible spinoff of Clitoris Chris and the Gay Bear fighting crime.
Imagine Dave just crying and saying, no, no more, please. I've had it.
Uncle, I give.
But I do have to say, though, and like I said, Dave's not here to answer this, but listening to his pitch, you know, the idea kind of sort of comes off as a little bit like it could be for a 5 or 10 minute short film. And I gotta say, we were hoping for a little more feature length here, Dave. So, you know, maybe next year you're gonna have to part two. So, really expand this further out.
So you really want Dave to expand the Thanksgiving universe some more?
I think Dave has tapped into the humor behind this whole thing. I mean, the fact that he's come up with the idea that's actually a little more funnier than the, you know, actual two movies is nothing short of a miracle unto itself, which just shows you right then how very talented Dave is at coming up with these ideas. So, but under duress, because I have a strange feeling that Dave wrote.
I could just hear Dave now. Fuck you, motherfuckers.
he thought, man, what's worse, reviewing Home Sweet Home or trying to come up with a sequel to Thanksgiving?
You know? I think they're both equally bad.
You gotta pick one.
It's like, do I get punched in the nuts or hit in the throat? Both are going to make you feel real bad.
Well, I think, you know, there's not much else we can say about the pitch. I mean, I'm not saying that there isn't. Well, I mean, I think Dave has done what he could in terms of bringing about his idea for a sequel to Thanksgiving. So, Dave, if you're listening, good job.
Kudos, sir. Kudos.
Yes, we very much appreciate it. We consider that your idea of Thanksgiving pie, or as it's also known as Thanksgiving 3.14444444444, et cetera.
Well, Dave is the human abacus.
Yeah. Yes. I think Dave has done a pretty good job giving us his pitch for this one. I found it very funny. I'm hoping maybe he'll be able to give us a little more next year. No, I'm kidding. But
Chris just wants more. He wants more, Dave. More.
Dave, actually, let me ask you something, Dave. If you're listening, when I said I was kidding, do you think I am being? You think I am kidding about that, or do you think I'm just, you know, kind of saying that? No. I will not torture Dave anymore for coming up with another Thanksgiving movie.
Jeez, here we go.
Don't know. It's
you're flip flopping like Dave was flip flopping on the Home Sweet Home.
I shouldn't do that. We want Dave to come back, you know. So, all right. At this point, the pitch that Dave has given us is good enough. Enjoyed listening to it as well as reading it. Good job, sir. And I don't know, do you have anything else that you'd like to add, Tim?
No, just, you know, thank you, Dave, for being a part of not one, but two of our episodes for November. I know that you've been busy, and we thank you for playing along with us and hanging out in our little part of the podcasting world for a little while.
Yes, thank you, Dave. I mean, I have to say, I mean, considering, you know, how we had to put this together, he could have backed out at any minute. Yeah. He finally had the perfect excuse at this point. Yes. I can do this, guys.
Exactly. But yeah, no, so, I don't really have anything else to say other than thank you, Dave. We appreciate your hard work and effort that you put into it, and you know, dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed listening to Dave's pitch and sequel this and sequel and turkey this.
This was a very interesting crossover. We have managed to not only bring guests from sequel to this, but we managed to actually have one of them do an actual pitch for the show. That's the ultimate crossover, if you think about it.
It truly is. It truly is.
Well, I think we have not. I think we've exhausted, you know, our statements that we've made about Dave's pitch. We've enjoyed it. And do you have anything else you'd like to add, Tim?
Yes, I would. Thanks, Chris. Hey, guys, if you guys have any questions, comments, ideas for future episodes, please shoot us an email at thathorseshowpodcast@gmail.com. Also, keep those iTunes reviews and ratings coming in. They really do help us out. And you can also follow us on Twitter at THSP at thathorseshow1. So that's what I've got, Chris. That's it, man. Other than, you know, we're prepping for our final episode of the season, which is our December episode. It'll be a Christmas themed episode, so stay tuned to our, you know, social media or our Facebook and our Twitter for more information coming. That's what I got, bud.
Well, I think that's it. I think the only thing we have left to say is happy Thanksgiving to the fans out there, and you know, keep watching. I mean, keep looking for our upcoming episode for Christmas, and I'd say that's about it, Tim.
Yeah, no, me too. Gobble, gobble, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
All right, good night.
Hi, this is Mark.
And this is Dave.
Okay. What?
What do you mean, what? Why do you sound slutty?
I was trying something new. You didn't like it?
No. No, I did not. Did you think it sounded good?
And this is Dave.
Boy. All right, we're from Sequel This, a show where we attempt to write sequels to some of your favorite movies, such as Ghostbusters 3, Goonies 2, and Gremlins 3.
Well, you can check out all of our shows over at sequelthis.podbean.com. We're on Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, all the major pod places.
And if you can't find an episode that interests you, or you have a great suggestion, or a pitch yourself, we want to hear it from you. So please, email us at sequelthis@gmail.com and drop us a line.
And remember to flash it out.
What's wrong with you?
Everything and nothing.
Gobble, gobble, happy Thanksgiving.